It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. It's April, which means, among other things, it's National Poetry Month. Here on WNYC, we celebrate by inviting local poets from across the area to share their work so we can play them right here on the air. With us today is Maxine Freedom Starr, who goes by the stage name Pure Maxism. She's a reassurance counselor at SIDNI. That's the Center for the Independently Disabled. Maxine joins us now. Maxine, first, I have to ask, what's the job of a reassurance counselor?
It started out during the start of COVID. For us to check on all the people in our database. So it's kind of like, you know, are you okay? Can we assist you with anything? A lot of people were shedding, cut off from family, friends. So it was a way to connect people and check on them and see if they were okay. And then we still continue to get funding for it. We continue to do this. So we reach out to people, our clientele, which is the disabled population. And we just, you know, talk to them, ask them if they're okay. A lot of people are still very depressed, very anxious, suffer with anxieties. And we just try to see if we can help them.
So, Maxine, I mean, here we are now 4 years into this, and you're still doing the job of reassurance counselor. I'm curious about this. Are some of the same issues still there and are still as prevalent as they were during the pandemic?
I find, especially with the seniors, it really cut off a lot of relationships. And then there's just a lot of people who are alone. So even if they're not, it's not a COVID thing, there are a lot of people who are alone and struggling. I have tons and tons of seniors who are in shelters with no family, no children, no friends, or very few friends, or not anyone in a position that can give them a helping hand.
Tell us, let's talk about the poetry now. How did you first get into poetry?
Well, I started when I was a kid. I came up in a rough situation, rough home. You know, my parents weren't all together. I was always creative, drawing, sketching, painting, making something, and I liked writing. But when I was an emancipated minor when I was 16, and that's when I really got into writing poetry because I was homeless and I had already had a lot of trauma in my life before I was even 16 years old, serious trauma. And I just started putting pen to paper and stuff would just come out.
It sounds like, Maxine, you've been writing poetry for a while now. We're not going to ask your age, of course, but what inspires you to keep writing?
Well, now the fact that I've overcome a lot of things. So I have substantial illness. And I'm legally blind, and I have a whole host of things. I have a rare autoimmune disease, and the fact that I've survived so much. But I managed to raise my kids and deal with all of that, go to college, go to grad school. So now it transitioned into how I survived.
And you have a poem you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yes, actually I do. It's called, It's Not Always Greener. Grass at the bottom thinks the tall trees are the best. When it's the grass where people and cattle stop to rest. Old ABC books in the back think the new books have the heart. When learning the old ones is where you get your start. The feet admire the hands for being on top. But if the feet don't move, the hand's range comes to a stop. That admires the mouth because it speaks while it only sits. But really, when the mouth opens, it often lets out work. The working poor frequently envies the flamboyancy of the rich. While the poor weather the storm, the wealthy often ends up in a ditch. If you think someone else's shoes compared to yours look good, think again. Because they might trade places with you if they could. Signed, Pure Maxism.
Our guest has been Maxine Freedom Starr, who goes by the stage name, as you heard there, Pure Maxism. She's a counselor at SIDNI. That's the Center for the Independently Disabled. Maxine, thank you.
Thank you.